The Code Red computer program has spread to machines around the world again. This computer worm found more than 300,000 victims last month, and now it's back. NPR's Larry Abramson reports damage is limited for the time being.
The Code Red computer worm is programmed to infect computers from the first day of the month to the 20th. So computer scientist Vern Paxson of the Lawrence Berkeley Lab in California expected to see Code Red on the prowl when he checked his computer network Wednesday morning. Here's what he saw.
Several dozen attempts to infect our servers, and by this morning that had risen to on the order of 1,000 attempts to infect. And it's been growing till about mid-morning when it peaked, when the growth rate peaked.
Paxson's computer network was safe. It was protected with a patch, a piece of software designed to stop the assault. But the worm kept scouring the internet and found thousands of machines it could infect. Then it used those machines to launch even more attacks. The victims will have to spend time and money to restore their websites, and the worm's efforts to multiply can tie up traffic on the internet. But beyond that, this worm does no permanent damage to computers or data. Vern Paxson says the lesson of these attacks lies not in the damage done. They're a warning of what could happen.
With some slight changes, it could be much nastier in its actions.
With some slight variation, this worm could be instructed to wipe out data or cause system crashes. This worm took advantage of humans and machines. It exploited a flaw in Microsoft software, and it relied on the fact that many people did not heed warnings to secure their computers. But like all modern computer attacks, it also relied on a basic fact of life, that many of the world's computers are now connected for better or for worse. Larry Abramson, NPR News.